Hello there. Thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. We really appreciate you listening in, and we're so glad to have your company. We're working our way through the experiences of Jesus Christ, the life of Christ, as recorded by Dr. Luke. And today we're dealing with Luke chapter 16. And I've put over this heading, Did Jesus Really Believe in Hell? If you'd like to read Luke chapter 16, you can easily get a Bible in a local bookshop and turn to the third gospel, that's the Gospel of Luke, and chapter 16, you will find that Jesus spoke about hell. Indeed, he spoke about hell very often. But Jesus records the story of a man who ended up in hell, and it's not nice. And it's a story of a man with a memory, and a man with a haunting awareness of his past. A man who'd had a good life and maybe done good things, we don't know, but we know this, that he left God out of his thinking, and he ended up in hell. And while he was there, Jesus says he wanted someone to go back and to tell his brothers so they wouldn't end up in the same place. I do believe in the authority of the Bible that there are people today in hell who would not want you or anybody else ever to enter that place. It's a place of a haunting memory. It's a place of distance from God. It's a place of regret. It's a place where people face the judgment of God because they refuse to accept his mercy, his kindness, his love, his grace, and to hear his message. And today, you could avoid it. You can be saved because Jesus died for you upon the cross. You can know God and have peace with God and have eternal life and be rescued from God's judgment for the wrong you've done, for the sin you've committed and believed and practiced. We've all done that. We've all sinned. But Christ died for our sins. He took the punishment. He suffered so that we could be forgiven. I would urge you to read Luke chapter 16 today and to see that Jesus warns that even people coming back from the dead would not make people believe in hell, because Jesus did come back from the dead and he paid the price to rescue people from hell, and he offers salvation to those who would trust him. You need to repent. That is, turn from your sin, and you need to turn to God and cry for mercy. And if you do, he'll forgive you. That is the tremendous warning that God gives in his word and the great offer of salvation. Thanks for listening.